Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with the rate update. And today we're going to talk about credit because the average call we get normally is this, you know, Dan, my credit score is X and I don't want you to run my credit because it's a hard pull and my credit scores are going to plummet and all this other stuff. So if you're out there and really need help, you know, monitoring your credit, you know, reviewing it, checking some things, I have the vice president of partnerships with Smart Credit. I asked her on here because I use this system. I recommend it to a lot of our borrowers because the one thing that they always have is it's like, well, I didn't know that was on my credit, or what can I do to improve my credit? How can I monitor my credit? Because, you know, I have this system that I use and it gives me updates and so forth, but, you know, does it do all of those things? So I invited her today to just go over the system to explain to you guys what it is, because many of the systems, they're expensive. And many of them are free, but you get when you have free, you get the free advice. And then many of those companies that you reach out to for credit help, you know, just counseling and so forth, it could be a couple $100, maybe a month. So their system is really affordable. I'm trying to build up the clientele base. I probably have a couple hundred people possibly using this system. So I figured I'd invite her in just to kind of show you guys what it looks like, what it does, and how it's different from a lot of things out there. So, Amina, thank you so much for joining me today. I had you one other time. The audio was a little off and our videos was a little off. So I thought I'd invite you in again to kind of go over your systems and how it's different than a lot of the other systems out there right now. So thanks for coming on and, you know, go over, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and then let's dive into the system so people can learn it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me here. And, you know, it's a funny thing, I was actually a customer of the company for several years before I ever started working for them. So it helped me back when, you know, I had some credit problems, bring my score up. And I'm going to show you guys really how I did that. It's very simple. I'm going to share my screen. So if you can bring that up. I am currently logged into a test account. And we really have two features in our system where we can help you, you know, maximize your score. One is dealing with credit utilization. That's your score boost here. This one is where you can gain points very quickly. And the score builder that deals with your late payments. I'm going to start with the score boost. It's really cool and really simple to use. I personally, my score went up about 52 points when we launched this feature and I started using it. And I'll tell you why in a minute. So this test account owes almost $15,000 in credit card debt. If they were to pay it all off, they would add 85 points to their score. But let's say I can't pay that. So what you want to do is you want to move the dial to whatever your budget is. And then you can see down here will be your credit cards. And it'll tell you how much to pay on each card by which date. And then down here, you have the date that that institution is going to update to the bureaus. So what we've done is that based on the amount that you owe, based on the amount that you're going to pay, we've calculated the point increase that you're going to get when you do it by a certain date.
Awesome. You know, we have a system built in with our credit reporting agency. That feature alone would cost you $100 per account to do this on one of the systems like MyFICO or some of the other systems. That's just for one of these updates. So that tool alone is worth hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. And also, you know, if you are going to have, you know, a huge spending spree that you need to buy stuff for the house or whatnot, it'll tell you which card to put it on so you have the most time to pay back. You know, the holidays are coming up, so that could be really good news. But if you don't pay back, it'll show you the point decrease. And just because your score goes down this many points in one month, the following month, you can, you know, take care of all of that if you pay your cards again by a certain date. So, you know, what I was doing when I was not using this and I was not aware this was even a thing, I was paying my cards on the last day that it allowed me because I'm thinking I'm going to keep my money to myself as long as possible. And I was paying the balance, you know, in full, but I was paying it after it was reporting. So what it was reporting was a higher balance. And so I could never move. I was like at a 740, 750 for like the longest time. And then when I did this, I shot up all the way to like the 790s and 800s.
So. Bragger.
It's true. It's crazy. So I was like, wow, this thing really works. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of times when people call, you know, we might have, you know, we'll pull credit on somebody. And this happened to me in the last couple of weeks. We've had two borrowers independently. They both scored a 619 credit score. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but you need a 620 credit score to qualify for more and more programs. And it's like, what do we do to get 1 point? So by having this tool in your in that person's arsenal, they can just go through and, you know, manipulate it themselves to figure out what accounts should I pay, when should I pay, and how quick is that going to be updated? So that tool alone is huge.
And so your credit utilization is 30% of your overall credit grade. The credit score that you'll see up here, this is being pulled from TransUnion, so you'll have that. If you ever need to check all three scores, we do have all three down here. But what I want to show you guys now is if you have, you know, things with, going on with payments and late payments or whatnot, we can go down here. And it's going to first walk you through a tutorial of what's helping your score and also what accounts might be hurting your score, which is this screen here, got four. And then most places would stop there, give you some advice, but you still have to do it yourself or hire someone to do it. So with us, we're going to take an action and, you know, hopefully get a result. It's not gonna happen every time, but it will a lot of the times. So we're gonna take an action. So you see, I have a Bank of America, it's a 30-day late. Now there's several ways I could go about this. Let's say that's a credit reporting error. I could say fix error. And then in here, I'm going to have a drop-down menu. I can choose from the drop-down, or I could type my own reason as to why this is an error. And then we would send a letter to Bank of America on your behalf to let them know this. Or let's say I really was 30 days late. I could request a goodwill correction. Maybe it's the first time it's happened. I've been a long-term customer. I could say, you know, say this, I can say whatever I need to say. And then once you hit the, on the next screen, once you hit the blue button, that's when we're going to go ahead and send that letter to Bank of America to request the goodwill removal. If they approve it, they notify all three bureaus.
Fantastic. So all this is also record kept in your file or in the customer's profile, so you can actually go back and validate those things. So how many times, you know, do people send out letters or stuff like that to the creditors and they never respond? You know, in this system, it's all tracked.
Yeah, exactly. So that one's really neat because it saves you a lot of time having to send the letter, figure out what you're going to say, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So that's really to, you know, help you maximize your credit. It's going to be everything up here. But just because you've got good credit now doesn't mean the work is done. You know, it's kind of like when you get braces, you get a retainer and you got to wear that thing for the rest of your life. Otherwise, your teeth get crooked again.
Yeah. Good analogy.
Yeah. So down here, this is your retainer, basically. It's like, okay, we got to make sure we maintain our score and we're always monitoring it. Now that you've got a good score, you are more of a target for people trying to steal your identity and open up accounts in your name. You know, you want to manage your finances correctly so you don't get into trouble again. So we've built this in. You know, the money manager, I used to refer to it as like a mini mint.com. And I know Mint is sunsetting starting January 2024. So what are you going to do if you have been using that tool? You can just use this, manage all of your accounts, checking, credit cards, investments, loans from one dashboard.
Fantastic.
You can get reminders on payments too if you don't have auto payments, so that way you don't get into trouble again. And then the one thing that I love about this feature that's not obvious by looking at it is, for example, let's say you connect all your credit cards, which I've done. And what this does is it's tracking all of your transactions. So what's actually more prevalent than identity fraud is credit card fraud. So I've got alerts set up, and I put my money manager alerts at zero. And the reason why I do that is I want to get an email and a text message of all the transactions going on all my credit cards. Because if I see something I don't recognize, I know my cards are compromised.
Got it. That's actually saved me. I was hacked last year, I want to say six times.
Oh, gosh.
And every, I kid you not. And every time this caught it for me. Nice. It alerted me because my wife got a text one time and she's like, did you just buy something? And it was like at a jewelry store or something like that for like $9,000. And I'm like, No, you know how tight I am. So she triggered it. I called immediately, got it frozen. They took care of it and all the other stuff. But that's a true example. It was about this time last year. Somebody went to Jared Jewelers and bought something on, you know, in my name. And I got a tag on it, which that was priceless that alone.
Oh my God, that's crazy. So glad it worked so well for you. And then also another way to protect you is $1 million of ID fraud insurance. That's going to cover you and your entire household and your family. You know, there's companies out there selling just this feature for anywhere from $8 to $35 a month.
Yeah.
So we've added a lot of value for the price inside of here. Now, one thing, the last thing I'm going to share with you guys, it doesn't work in the test account. So I'm going to log into my personal account. And I'm going to show you the Privacy Master, because again, we are trying to do what we can so that your information is not stolen and used in bad ways. So here you could see that all these sites that you see here where it says removed, they were all selling my personal information, where I currently live, where I used to live, who my mom is, where she lives, all this stuff. And, you know, people can do a lot with that information. And so what this does is it goes out, it looks for sites that are doing that. It shows them to you, and then you can request the removal of that.
Gotcha. Does that also work with, like, so here's what happens when people apply for a mortgage. And a lot of people start calling saying, Dan, what did you do? I'm getting called and emailed from everybody now. So, you know, they now know I'm looking for a mortgage. So will this also stop that? Because again, when we pull credit on somebody, it's like that data gets sold. So especially Christmas time, folks, you're going to go out there and you're going to start, you know, applying for, you go to Kohl's and you can get Kohl's cash if you sign up for this or what, all that data is being sold. And then you're just going to get inundated with phone calls and emails and mailers and so forth. This is a way to actually protect you against that as well.
Yeah. So this doesn't protect against that. It just protects against, you know, if I go to Spokio and I pay $20 to buy your profile and I know everything that you've ever bought in your life, houses, cars, all your addresses, that kind of stuff. It takes care of that, but not so much like the spam calls that you're going to get if you're applying for a loan.
Okay.
This is a little different, but I mean, it saves you a lot in the sense of, like, for example, as a woman, I don't want some ex-boyfriend that can't get over me or something showing up at my house unannounced now that I've moved, you know, it's like, stalkers.
Yeah.
It's a way to steal your identity. People see, you know, all your addresses. This is verification questions. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I mean, that's just parts of this site. So, you know, I'm not saying that you have to go out there and get this, but I'm saying, you know, so many people have, you know, they'll get Experian emails and they'll get MyFICO. They'll sign up for the MyFICO systems. They might be using credit repair companies that are basically doing exactly what your system is going to be doing at a fraction of the cost. And then the other tools you get with it, I call the first thing you went over, I call it the what if, because many people call saying, well, what do I need to do to get my credit scores up? So I'm like, you know, you have to, you know, pay off some bills probably and monitor things. That's the one biggest thing about your site that I love is because I can ask people, you know, go to this site, subscribe to it. You know, there's a 30-day free trial. So you don't really have, you know, if you don't like it, you're going to like it. But if you don't like it, you can always cancel. It's not, you know, impossible to cancel. But it'll tell you or assist you saying, okay, if I have $1,000 that I can use right now to pay down some bills, what's the most efficient way to do that? What am I going to get the biggest bang for my buck with? That tool alone is priceless. And then you get all the other stuff built in to help you kind of, I call it this way. And I know you're not built to be a credit repair company, but it sure has so many components for somebody to be able to do it themselves. So that's why I highly recommend, and I use it myself. So again, I want to thank you. I will keep this kind of short and sweet because, you know, people's attention span these days isn't that much. So we just want to make sure that we're informing those out there. You know, yes, you can apply to all these other systems. The free systems, you're getting what you pay for. Some of the other systems, they're really expensive. But if you want to check this out, you know, I'll have a link down below where you can check it out, kick the tires for 30 days. And if you like it, I'm sure you will, you'll continue to use it. So thank you so much for joining me again today. Have a wonderful holiday season, And I hope to see you in a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll do this again to give some updates on how people are doing. And I'll give you some content on how a lot of our viewers and a lot of our borrowers are using the system for success.
So that'd be great.
Alrighty. Well, take care. Thanks again for having us. Bye-bye.